Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. A fight in Brooklyn overnight ending with a man being slashed across the hand. Police say the 49-year-old victim got into an argument with the suspect, who then pulled out a knife. The victim attempted to grab the weapon and cut up his hand. He's been taken to a hospital, though, in stable condition. Cops arrested the suspect, 36-year-old Luis Soto, and charged him with assault, menacing, and carrying a weapon. Well, holiday shopping for a cause today on Madison Avenue.
Your pockets might not be thrilled, but the Sloan Kettering Cancer Center surely will be. The 39th miracle on Madison is just that, a miracle, to store manager Carly Sirota.
Allison Olivia, we're a New York-based women's wear clothing store.
They're no amateurs when it comes to giving back.
Our fourth time participating in Miracle on Madison, and our customers love it.
Who wouldn't? You can shop till you drop, and a portion of your spending benefits kids with cancer.
Once we let them know that 20% of the proceeds are going towards Memorial Sloan Kettering, they are more enticed to shop.
Can't make it but want to do good? Contact your store's Miracle Personal Shopper. They'll help you out. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Allison Olivia.
Well, rent is surging in major American cities, so much so that renting is becoming as costly as buying a home in some cases. A new LendingTree study found one-bedroom rents are up 41% since the year 2020, rising more than $450 to an average of over $1,500 a month. A two-bedroom is roughly $1,900 a month. New York sits at the top of that list, with one-bedroom rent up more than $850 to $2,600 a month. That's a 47% increase in the last 5 years. San Diego and Miami rounding out the top three. Experts say wages haven't kept pace. Tight inventory and high home prices have also been pushing demand for rentals. Cities where rents are growing a little more slowly and affordably include Birmingham, Alabama, Oklahoma City, San Antonio, and St. Louis as well. Well, as the city installs more and more bike lanes across the five boroughs, there's a half-built one in Queens that's going to be ripped out. That's as per a judge's order after local businesses in Astoria filed a lawsuit. They claim the protected bike lane on 31st Street between Broadway and 30th Avenue would endanger cyclists and pedestrians. Construction began over the summer, but it wasn't finished yet. The 31st Street corridor is one of the most dangerous in Queens, with 14 severe injuries or deaths between 2019 and last year. A statement from the city's law department says only that they are reviewing the decision and evaluating next steps. Well, crossing the street turned fatal for a senior citizen in Queens last night. Police say he was struck and killed in a crosswalk by a moped, someone driving without a license. It happened in Jamaica around 6:30. Investigators say 68-year-old Trevor Samuels was hit as he tried to cross 93rd Avenue at the corner of 168th Street. The man on the moped has been identified as 26-year-old Junior Boulanger Rodriguez, who's been arrested. He also needed a trip to the hospital, police say. He suffered minor injuries himself in that crash. Well, test scores are in for students in New York. Nearly half of them are still falling short. The State Education Department released its yearly report card for public school students in grades 3 through 8 and found only 53% were proficient in English language arts during the 2024-25 school year. Just 57% made the grade in math. Although both those figures missed the mark, they are up 5 points from the year prior. State education officials point to improvement in districts using updated curriculum and professional development under the NY Inspires initiative. They say the test data will help to guide future instruction. don't forget your pets while preparing for another chilly winter season.
When you're bundling up to go out in this frigid weather, make sure you take care of your pet too, says Dr. Gary Richter, veterinarian and pet wellness expert.
People maybe don't realize pets can be as susceptible to cold weather as we are.
So he says, especially for short-haired dogs, coats, sweaters, and shoes are all a good idea, but
as far as shoes go, boy, that really depends on the individual because some of them just won't wear them. What you can do is buy or even make a balm that you can put on their feet that creates a waterproof barrier to protect them against things like road salt.
And he says there are times it will be cold enough for them not to be outside, so keep them entertained and just a quick trip outside to get their business done. Linda Lopez, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, Christmas came early this year for a couple of lucky New Yorkers. Two winning Take 5 tickets worth more than $17,000 were sold yesterday in Kew Gardens in Elmont. The winning Queens ticket was sold at the Fast and Fresh supermarket on Queens Boulevard, while the Long Island prize came from Your Food and Snacks Zone on Dutch Broadway. For those looking for bigger prizes, though, and who isn't, tonight's Powerball jackpot has climbed to $820 million. A major victory yesterday for vaccine deniers. It has to do with the hepatitis B vax, which currently is automatically given to all newborns. The CDC has changed its recommendations, now saying that if a mother tests negative for Hep B, parents should talk to their healthcare provider about when or even if the vax is necessary for their newborn. Newborns that are exposed to Hep B and aren't vaccinated have a 90% chance of developing those chronic lifelong health problems. Even infected mothers that seem healthy and don't have symptoms can pass the disease to their babies during childbirth. The acting director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Jim O'Neill, has not yet decided whether or not to accept the committee's recommendation.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.